Today, the International Atomic Energy Agency released a report which details past work by Iran to get a nuclear weapon. The report states that up until 2003, Iran had a program to develop what the nuclear watchdog describes as a nuclear explosive device. And joining me to discuss this is NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Hiya.
Hi there.
This summer, the U.S. and other world powers entered into a deal with Iran to put limits on its nuclear program and to keep it peaceful in exchange for lifting sanctions. Now we have a report saying that the Iranians were at one point developing a bomb. This does not derail the deal. Why is that?
Well, looking over Iran's past nuclear activities was always part of the deal. For many years now, there's been a lot of evidence that Iran had a nuclear weapons program. The IAEA wanted Iran to answer questions about that, and under the deal, Iran agreed to do that. So now the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors is going to have to decide whether to close the file based on what the IAEA has found and what Iran did. And that's something we should say that Iran really wants. In fact, Iran has said that it's not going to carry out certain activities, such as moving some of its uranium stockpile out of the country, until this file on its past nuclear weapons work is closed.
So what's in the report?
Well, the report details a lot of work done by Iran on a lot of different aspects of getting a nuclear weapon. Everything from sort of manufacturing some prototypes of the uranium core for the bomb. I should say these are not actual, you know, bomb pieces, but they're sort of templates that Iran could use, and also work to put that on a missile so that they could deliver it. This, I should say, was in the R&D phase. It was pretty extensive, though. They were making calculations. They were doing simulations on computers. They were even doing some physical tests with explosives. The IAEA, as we've just said, concluded that the bulk of this program ended in 2003. But there was still sporadic work going on until 2009.
Just to clarify, Jeff, did the IAEA have people in Iran talking to primary sources, or were they getting this information from foreign intelligence agencies?
It's a combination of both. So the IAEA has received information from what it calls member states. That would be foreign intelligence agencies like the U.S. Has. But also, as part of this nuclear deal, the IAEA actually went to Iran. It carried out some inspections, and it asked the Iranians about this past work.
Now that it has put out this report, the IAEA has, what do the Iranians say about it?
Well, right. So the Iranians were asked to explain themselves. And as the IAEA lays out in this report, they basically deny everything. They say some of this explosive work was done for the oil industry. Other of it was done to develop conventional munitions for their military. And in the report, the IAEA basically says, hey, we don't believe you guys. I mean, here's your side of the story, but we don't believe it. You had a weapons program.
Well, does the fact that the Iranians don't own up to what the IAEA has found, does that pose problems for the Iran deal, for the nuclear deal?
I think the critics of the deal will definitely use this report as ammunition to point out, hey, you know, this is a sign that Iran is not a good faith actor. On the other hand, the whole point of this deal is that we don't trust Iran, that, you know, we want inspectors to go in and look at these sites all across Iran and make sure that they're not doing nuclear work. Work to develop a nuclear weapon. And so I think that this report also shows that the inspectors that are going to be going into Iran really have, you know, the teeth to do what they need to do. For example, they found evidence of uranium, just minute evidence, nothing conclusive, at a site that Iran had tried very, very hard to clean up, the Parchin nuclear site. And so this shows that their inspections are very strong.
I should just point out, back in 2007, the U.S. intelligence community revised its estimate, its prior estimate of the Iranian nuclear program, and said, just as the IAEA has said here, that Iran froze its program, stopped doing work toward a weapon in 2003. So to breathe some macabre life into an old cliche, there's no big bombshell here in terms of what had been reported previously.
Exactly. And in fact, in 2011, the IAEA put out a report that said, we have a lot of questions. Those questions are mainly about the program up until 2003. So this all converges on a view that Iran's program ended in 2003 for the most part.
NPR's Jeff Brumfield, thank you.
Thank you very much.